Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into some fascinating developments in the tech world. Let's get right into it. Elon Musk's X is reportedly facing a potential fine exceeding $1 billion from EU regulators for alleged violations of the Digital Services Act. According to the New York Times, X may also be required to implement significant changes to its platform features to ensure compliance with the regulation. If imposed, this would mark the European Union's first enforcement action under the DSA, setting a precedent for how tech platforms operate in Europe. In other news, 12 copyright lawsuits filed by US authors against OpenAI and Microsoft have been consolidated in New York, following a ruling by the US Judicial Panel on multi-district litigation. The cases were originally spread across California, but will now be transferred to New York. According to the panel, centralizing the cases would streamline pre-trial proceedings and avoid inconsistent rulings. The authors allege that OpenAI and Microsoft use their work to train AI models without proper authorization or compensation. Meanwhile, the BBC has filed a complaint with the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, urging the regulator to compel Apple News and Google News to provide more prominent credit to original news sources. BBC claims that these platforms are minimizing attribution for the stories they feature, diminishing visibility and value for the publishers behind the content. And finally, CNBC has launched CNBC Plus, a new subscription-based streaming service available on smart TV platforms like Apple TV and Roku. This move is part of a major digital overhaul aimed at expanding CNBC's global reach. As announced by CNBC International President Deep Bagchi, the network is shifting beyond just public markets, with plans to broaden coverage into private markets, cryptocurrency, and more international content. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanking you for tuning in. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more breaking ad tech news.